saying the Achenu, when we're davening, we're saying Tehillim for the hostages. We say Achenu, Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. All of the house of Israel. Bruce shared with me a picture of in Iran that they forced the Jews there to march in the anti-Israel parades.
Chacham Gadol. That's Chacham Gadol.
The Chacham. So you, the hostages is, unfortunately, it's literally hostages all over the world. They have on the mind everybody.
Except in the United Nations.
What?
Except in the United Nations. Yeah. All over the world.
The... I was reading about during the Holocaust, to what extent the Yidden went to have matzah on Pesach. It was mind-blowing, so mind-blowing. Even the Nazis, the Germans, would find it astounding. Some of the, in the work camps, and not the concentration camps, but in the work camps. So you had some Germans that weren't necessarily Nazis. They weren't they didn't love Jews, but they weren't Nazis. So one of them, I was reading how he would let the people that worked in his little whatever factory he had over there, he let them, they wanted to make matzah, he let them make matzah. But on Pesach, he couldn't believe. It just was beyond him that they would care to, like, he thought it was one crackpot. But he saw all of them. He said, he'd be just like blown away. He says, well, what's wrong with you people? Right? Right. So for the whole rest of the story for another time, but you know, you see the Mesiras Nefesh. So Jeff was telling me, right? So thank God we don't, we're not in the camps. Thank God. And we don't have to have that level of Mosin Nefesh, but we do have to max out our credit card to be able to afford the food for Pesach. I mean, thank God we have the money. Thank God we have the credit line that we can purchase the food. It's not like that, but you know, that's the you know, one of the great rebbes said that on Yom Kippur, many of the tefillot of the high holidays is referencing money. Avinu Malkeinu Kasvenu B'Sefer Parnasa V'Chalkala. And in fact, one of the esoteric prayers that you might say in the V'Horeinei, that in the Kedusha, there's one of these Kabbalistic prayers that you say. So the one for divine insight is about 10 words. The one for good kids is about 20 words. The one for Parnassus is like 200 words. I always laugh. You know what I mean? I'm not sure what to make of that, but that's the way it is. So... So one of the rebbes once said, God, all of our tefillos are to squeeze a few kupikas. But what's all of the kupikas for? It's to do mitzvahs. What is it you want? That you want to do mitzvahs, right? So that's why. What are we all living for? What are we doing for? What are we struggling for? What are we striving for? What do we use our money for, right? Right, you have to be proud. You know, this is really the first time in Jewish history, I can say, so certainly in the last 100 years, that Orthodox Jews have a significant money, real money. Right, you had it throughout history, the last 100 years, 200 years, you had where others, not necessarily Orthodox, had money. But Orthodox have money. Right, the amount of money that is given to charity by Orthodox people is astronomical, is beyond anything you can imagine. Right, and that is surely in Shemayim. This is you know, we're bankers. What do you do with the money? Right. So one is tzedakah, but one is to spend it on the necessities of being a Jew, and that was last week's parsha. Right. Ki ani Hashem Elokeichem v'iskadishtem v'yisem kedushim. You should be holy and make yourselves holy. Right? By the food itself is one of the pathways to holiness for a Jew. Right? We focus on what goes out of our mouth, right? But it's also, we have to focus on what goes into our mouth. The laws of kashrut, right, is v'nitmeisim bom, they actually have an impact on our ability to conduct ourselves in a Jewish lifestyle. Right, the Jewish lifestyle. The person has to really understand that the ability to be accommodate kedusha in ourselves is really based upon the kashrut. One of the factors is the kashrut that we eat. Somebody shared with me a fascinating story. There was a couple that was going to Arachim seminars, right? They were going to Kiru seminars and doing all of these things, but they couldn't cross the threshold. They could never, quite cut it. So after one of these seminars, they said, you know what? We're willing to take on one mitzvah. What's the one mitzvah we should take on? That's what they asked the head of Arachim. So if you're asking me, I would have said probably Shabbos. Something Shabbos. Right, Shabbos, something, other stuff. Mishpacha, something like that. So they asked Rav Zilberstein. It was Rav Shach? I'm sorry. Oh, you just said the story? I'm sorry, you said the story? No. They asked Rav Shach?
That's okay.
I apologize then.
You tell it better anyway.
No, I apologize. That's Rav Shach. So listen to what he said. Rav Shach, I apologize. I'm sorry, Rav Shach. So he says, this is brilliant. That's unbelievable. He said, kashrut. But not for the reason that you... Not I gave away the reason. Not stamazay kashrut is better, bigger than Shabbos. No, that's it's brilliance. He said, they're going to the seminars for years. They understand. It's not that they don't understand. They hear Jew. Oh, but there's something stopping it. So he says, kashrut, it says, by kashrut, it's mitamtemet alev. It sullies the heart. It corrodes the heart. It's like a artery that's clogged. It clogs the heart, the mind, the spiritual. So there's something wrong. Therefore, they got to unplug the heart. There's something wrong. And he said, that's why kashrut. Right? It's not a one-size-fits-all. It's not something that's what you tell everybody. But how he thinks. But that was a shot. I think. Right, but we have to realize, right, kashrut, so we have the opportunity. So, I would strongly recommend that you buy everything on the credit card. Don't pay cash because you can't bring enough money from the bank to pay all of the bills. I went, actually, did also Pesach. I picked up the order, but I had Baruch Hashem prepaid it, so I didn't feel the pain. Right. I didn't feel the pain the same way. Right, and maybe at the end of the month, but I didn't even have to swipe the card because I did it on the computer. So you don't even see it. Right, so in a month from now, ask me how I feel. But we have to also appreciate the fact that we have that's part of the mitzvah. That's part of the mitzvah. And let's try to do this mitzvah. It's a test. Listen, there's no question that it is a challenge. Right, it is a financial challenge. It is quite, with everything going the way it's going, right? But one of the things is to do a mitzvah, right? We have to do it with joy, and we have to work on it. That's what I'm. That's one of my challenges. You caught me after I thought the same problem, and then I said, well, I guess I heard that story with the Nazi, with the Germans, and then I was thinking to myself about Ramesha Feinstein. Ramesha used to say that American Jewry lost a great deal. Because they used to say, Shret zu sein a Yid. It's difficult to be a Yid. Right? It's difficult to be a Yid. I got an essay. I don't know if you got this. I got this Nishma Research. This Nishma Research organization? So they do now. They like to conduct polls. Right? Everything is polls today. Everything has to be polls. So they sent me. I don't know how I got onto their list. I don't know. I was like... So they have a Nishma. They asked me if I could fill out an opinion poll or whatever you call these things. For Pesach, about Passover. So I'm not a big poll person, but I wanted to see the questions that they were asking. So I agreed. I'll look at it because I wanted to see what the questions were. So he asked me, is Pesach making you stressed? It's an Orthodox research agency. And first they have to tell you who you are. No, Orthodox. Are you Hasidish? Modern Hasidish? Litvish? Modern Yeshivish, modern Orthodox, not so orthodox. It was hilarious. But the question was, is Passover getting you stressed? You know, do you clean for Passover? How many hours do you clean? This was legit because I've seen their work on, I think, more important studies personally, but I've seen their work because they send it to rabbis to review, to look at the statistics on divorce and all of these things. This is the new one, was on Passover. Are you finding the food too expensive? Are you borrowing money to make Pesach? It was very interesting. But Bezrat Hashem, listen, let's all realize that this is part of the opportunity, right? Bezrat Hashem, let's answer it with joy. And Bezrat Hashem, Hashem should shower bracha on everybody that they shouldn't, when the bill comes at the end of the month, right, you shouldn't have to worry, it'll be ease to pay. Amen. Amen.